I up my soul.
We're Power 98.
We're Power 98.
Charlotte's plug for new hip-hop and R&B.
Straight like that. Today's high is going to be right now 93, 73 degrees on your way out the house right now. You know what time it is. It's time to hit that hashtag, baby. Hashtag Larry Mad on my Instagram page. I am No Limit Larry. Hit the hashtag right now. See what I'm mad about. See what I've been mad about. And what I'm about to be mad about right now. And Larry Mad has been brought to you by the coolest show on earth. You know what it is. It's the Universe Soul Circus. Kicks off August 21st through September the 2nd. Definitely going down in the Eastern Mall parking lot, 5471 Central Avenue. Come on out to the Universal Soul Circus. It's going to be off the chain. We love it, baby. Log on to power98fm.com right now for more details. The Universal Soul Circus. You don't want to miss it as it kicks off this week. All right. Hashtag Larry Mad. Larry is mad today, and I am mad at these people on his Delta Airlines flight. I don't know if you heard about this story, but I'm gonna tell it to you. So you know how you catch a plane. If you've never caught a flight, then you might not understand. But if you have, you understand that sometimes your plane might be delayed 30 minutes, maybe even an hour, maybe an hour and a half, maybe even 2 hours. So during the delay, sometimes, depending if you're on the plane or if you're in the actual airport, your attitude, you know, might change and might vary. Well, these people were delayed on the tarmac. They were delayed on the tarmac for 8 hours on the flight. Now, I can see that everybody, you know, being delayed 8 hours on the flight and just sitting on the runway, you like, hold up, big dog. Y'all got to do something. Y'all need to feed us. Y'all need to clothe us. Y'all need to compensate us for our time. You might get a little antsy, especially sitting in them little airline seats. Well, that's exactly what happened. And these people got so antsy that they started a big, huge brawl. It started with two people. They had an argument, and then more people jumped in. And when they jumped in the argument, they started scrapping. Y'all gonna scrap on the plane? Do you realize this is a federal offense to fight on the airline? This is a federal offense. That's a felony. You get a felony on there.
Stupid.
Fighting on the plane. And even though the plane wasn't moving, once you enter the doors of an airplane, you are now under the FAA, which is the Federal Aviation Association or whatever it is, the FAA. You're under their guidelines, which means that anything that happens to you or anything that you cause to happen, you could be hit with a felony. This is a felony charge. First of all, y'all got to practice the big P. I know they told you in kindergarten, first grade, and second grade, practice the big P. And I ain't talking about punching. Not that P. Patience, people. Patience. How y'all gonna get on the airline and fight? And I'm talking about it was at least 20 people involved in this fight. Of course, Delta Airlines has come out with a statement saying that, you know, they did everything in their power to, you know, to control the situation, one, and two, to get the airline moving. But, you know, sometimes flights are delayed because of weather in other cities. And this was a flight from New York to Miami. So you had the North versus the South on this flight. It was crazy. You want to see video? They got videos out on it. All you got to do is Google Miami-New York flight or airline fight, and this should pop up. People, practice patience. Sometimes stuff happens. Hashtag Larry Mad. I'm mad at y'all people for fighting because this plane was delayed. You going to get there when you get there. You want the plane to fall in the river or you want it to get there safe? I take safe for $200. Coming up next, man, we got our other hashtag. Hashtag MH. Great debate. Fighting on the plane. Would you fight on the plane? Nah, I ain't doing that. I need to arrive safely. Arrive alive. Power 98.
Come over here, let me speak to you, baby. Talk to your body and teach you my language. I know you.
Y'all know what it is. No Limit Larry in the Morning Madhouse. Khalid, Megan Thee Stallion, Yo Gotti, Can We Talk the Remix? And you know what time it is inside the Madhouse.
It's time for that Madhouse Great Debate, which is being brought to you by the Erykah Badu and Goody Mob concert going down October 4th at the Bojangles Coliseum. That's also featuring CeeLo Green. Go to power98fm.com for more information. All right. Using the hashtag MH Great Debate, today we would like to know whose fans are the worst. / most annoying. Is it the Beehive or the Barbs? This is a good question because I got attacked by the Barbs a couple months ago.
You did?
I did. I And I'm going to say them. I'm going to say them Negroes. Because they were talking about meet me at the CVS across the street from the radio station. I'm going to say the Boggs. Y'all get on my damn nerves. Y'all are the most annoying. You get on my nerves. Nicki Minaj's career is over. Go. What?
As an active paying member in both of these organizations.
Not in both of them. Not in both.
Plus, I'm a part of the Beehive.
On my vote on today's Madhouse Great Debate.
No, you won't. You won't vote.
I cannot vote.
No, you're going to vote.
No, I'm not.
No, you're going to vote.
Larry, we would like to move on to you.
Okay. Larry, tell Jessica she got to vote. It's your show.
Jessica, you didn't need to vote. I am a member of the Beehive as well, but I will say that the Beehive is the most annoying. Because, but you say something wrong about Beyonce, and they gonna come with their stingers, and they gonna sting forever.
You are completely going against Article 9 of the Beehive.
You know, I have been a rule breaker my whole life. I'm sorry.
Grounds for immediate dismissal, Larry. Well, you've got to read the Beehive book.
And if they dismiss me, then
the BHB.
Then the Leezy Hive gonna get
the
them.
BHB. Jessica gets on my
I probably did break the magnet. I don't
did
care.
Did not read it.
You know, I can't stand the Barbs. Y'all get on my nerves. And you know what the crazy part about the Barbs is? It was dudes. It was like, meet me at the CVS. I hit you with the Spider-Man.
Jessica, how do we vote?
You vote on our Instagram pages. At I am the limit, Larry. At I am Burpee. Or you can leave it on our voicemail. 704-227-8780.
They do their wrists like this.
Not after the Pride Week.
No limit, Larry.
Take Power 98 everywhere with our new mobile app from your app store.
Follow me.
PG, Charlotte's love for new hip hop and R&B. It's No Limit Larry in the Morning Madhouse. And y'all know it, boy. We be watching this. We be internet trolling over the weekend. And yeah, boy, I was internet trolling over the weekend. And we tell y'all on Monday, it's like what we saw that went viral. So I'm going to tell you what I saw that went viral over the weekend. Okay, so you know I did an airport story earlier this morning about a Delta Airline flight that was delayed, and they was on the tarmac for 8 hours, so a huge brawl broke out on a flight from New York to Miami. This story also comes out of New York, but this is in Rochester, New York. Did y'all see the story about a man going through the airport, and he was handed a note by one of the airline workers? One of the TSA agents handed a note, and the note said, "You ugly." So you know how you go through the security check, Burpee, at the airport, Miss Jessica? You go through the security check, and I talk to the people, but I've never been handed a note going through the security check. So this man was actually handed a folded-up note. The TSA worker asked him. She said, are you going to read the note before you get on your flight? He said, yeah, I'm going to read it when I go through security. So after he went through security, he opened the note, and the note said, "You're ugly." The worker was later fired, and the man actually got to obtain the tape from the airport security that actually saw the worker giving him the note.
And her just laughing.
Yeah,
she was laughing.
Yeah. Okay. That's crazy, yeah. Though. Can you imagine that going through the airport? I mean, why did she do that to him? Like, that's crazy. Like, can you imagine going through the airport and somebody give you a worker give you a note to say you ugly?
You can roll your eyes. You can stomp your feet.
So this is one of the things that went viral over the weekend, and it just brings to the forefront of like, is when is joking too much on it? Do y'all think that this is a joke that went too far, or do you think she was really being facetious at this man? What do y'all think?
No, I think that it was completely 100% inappropriate. Yeah. Like, she definitely. Yeah. Should not have done this. You don't know this man. You're at work. You don't know how he could have responded to it, especially in this.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Day and time. She was 100% wrong for it. Yeah. Nah, you don't do that.
You don't tell nobody. You don't send nobody a note.
Burp, I can see you. I can see you working at an airport and doing
no,
something
the hell
like
you
that.
Can.
Yes, I can. I can
doing
see
what
giving somebody a note saying they ugly or
nah,
fat
hell
or
nah.
something.
Driving one of them little cars. That's what I do at the airport. Sending people to gate to gate.
Yeah, this is crazy, and a lot of stuff has been happening in these airports. I don't know what's going on.
If I would do that, that is something that I would do.
Yeah, I can
but
see
if
that
I knew the person, I would do it. If I knew the person, I'm not gonna just give a random person a note and say you ugly, and then that ain't like you. As a comedian, you gotta think more. To me, you gotta have a punchline. What's the punchline? Why they ugly?
I don't know. It just said, "Hey, you ugly."
It would be better if they had a reason why they said they was ugly.
I didn't even.
No, it wouldn't, Burpee. It would not be better. It would not be better to tell the random stranger at your job while you are working, you're ugly, and here's the reason why. That's yes, never. That's
always
never
a punchline. Just always
never
a punchline.
Good. So listen to Burpee out there.
I mean, but I just try to put myself in people's mind frame. Like, what would make you do something like that to a random person on your job? Unless you just don't want the job no more. And
clearly,
this is your way of being fired.
Clearly, they was trying to.
Maybe you
trying
to get unemployment. Now you like, I'm gonna get me some unemployment. I'm employed. I don't know.
What was she old?
I don't know. They didn't show the worker. They just showed the man.
Oh no! I saw a picture of the worker. She looked. I mean, she looked like she was probably in her late 20s, early 30s.
How did she spell? Now, okay, this is how you know it's a joke. How does she spell you? Did she spell it Y O U or did she just put the U? If she just put the U, it was a joke. She ain't mean it.
If she put Y O U, she meant to offend you.
Yeah,
she put Y O U.
She put your Y O U apostrophe R E.
You
she definitely.
She
it was not
you,
a joke.
You ugly. She put you ugly. Y O U ugly. U G L Y. You ugly.
Was it after he went through the thing where he got to put his hands up?
He was going through. He was about to go through.
He didn't go through the thing.
No.
Yet. Oh, because the little thing can determine your inside ugly too. So you
know. First of all, y'all know how long it takes to get through security? Woman, do your job. Why you over here writing notes? Pay attention.
Exactly. Why you out there writing notes?
Pay
in
attention.
The TSA line?
Hey, I want to talk to her.
You know what? I'm going to see if we can interview her. Shout out to Plug, man. That's what went viral over the weekend. Coming up, Burpee's got to start. Burpee, what you telling about on this Monday?
Hey, we up right now, man. I'm telling these dudes out here how you know if you a city boy.
No limit,
WPG, Charlotte's Plug for new hip-hop and R&B, Megan Thee Stallion with that big old freaking. Y'all already know what time it is. It is time to get Burpee's thoughts.
Okay, Larry, Jessica. You know, me and Jessica at odds about this one. It's been a hot girl summer all summer, pretty much.
Oh, yeah?
But it's over with. Okay. It's over with, Jessica. City Boys, we taking over. It's about that time where all the hot girls from the summertime going to be ready to snuggle up one of these big boys, and it's going to be a city boy takeover. But I'm going to let you know how you know if you're a city boy, Larry.
Uh-oh.
This is the main one right here to me. If you're in a club dancing with a female and you don't need your homeboy to hold your back up while you dancing with her, you is a city boy. If you got black ice car freshener, air freshener in your car, you are definitely a city boy. I don't care who you are. Don't no black dude, I don't care where you are, ask for anything other than black ice air freshener for their car.
I have that in my car.
Use a lot. I get pina colada.
Shut up, Larry.
Shabu.
Pina colada.
Pina colada.
Strawberry, cherry.
No, Larry, don't say that out loud, man. I'm trying to help the city boys out, man.
Okay.
Don't want to lose no points. You got pina colada. When you say that, you got to snap. Hey, Jess, when you say that, you got to snap with it. I got pina colada.
He already admitted to a points loss.
No. I get pina. Damn it, Larry. Shut up.
That's what I get.
And he's still saying it.
Right. Shut up.
I like how I smell.
If you don't have no job, but you drop your girl off, pick her up, and drive her car in between all day.
That used to be me.
You is a city boy.
You is a hoe.
Wait a minute. Because I'm driving my girl car.
Right. He's a good, loyal man.
Yeah, what do you mean?
If you took your fog lights out and replaced them with them little ugly-ass Christmas lights, you might be a city boy.
You is cheap.
If you have a 2005 or older Buick, Cadillac, or Chevy that look better than any car after 2015, you is definitely a city boy. If at any point during any song that you hear in your car, in the club, at the radio station, it don't matter where you are, but at some point when you hear that song and you make the gun motion with your hand, you somebody recording you and you shooting at the phone, you be like, yeah, bah, bah.
You is Soulja Boy.
Wait a minute, bro.
You was a city boy. Last but not least, if you get a tad bit emotional when Meek Mill Dreams and Nightmares come on at the beginning, when that beat first dropped, I used to pray for times like that. What?
Larry. Deducting points.
Damn it,
deducting points.
Help me.
Hold on, wait a minute.
Okay, yeah, but.
I'll try next summer.
Damn, Larry. All right, man. Okay. You everybody city boy except Larry.
I ain't no city boy. I'm not a city boy.
I'm a goon.
Nah, hell nah.
Thank you for your participation, Larry.
Larry, you made it look bad, man. City boys, we still up, though.
No, the hell y'all not.
I don't
want to
be city boy.
And those were Burberry Stars. Think about it.
What you thought?
This is WPEG. Concord, Charlotte, Gastonia, Rock Hill. Blazing. And home of No Limit Larry in the Morning Madhouse.
Fire up my soul.
We're Power 98. Charlotte's plug for new hip hop and R&B.
I ain't no city boy. I'm a goon on these streets. tell
Shut that. Up, Jessica.
I forgot to start it out. I pray for times like this. You're right.
Yes, city girls. We is winning.
Damn it, Larry. Yeah.
It's my fault. Right, you gonna say, man, coming up, we're going to let y'all
point
shine.
Proven.
If you got somebody you need to let shine, 570-WPEG. Little baby, man, close friends. It's Power 98.
Oh, this one right here, Wick.
Another Larry the Boy, the Bad House, Charlotte's plug for new hip hop and R&B. Y'all know what time it is. Your kids doing well. Your mama doing well. Shout out to your
father.
Good morning. What's up, big dog? How you feeling this morning?
Feeling pretty good, man. Starting my first day back to college today, man. I want to shout out my mama. I want to shout out my son, Kingston, man. I want to give a shout out to everybody that messed with the 704 Natural Move.
Power 98, good morning. Who you letting that light shine on?
I don't know what your phone.
I'm sorry, what?
I told you we should have checked this.
No, that was April. Her phone went out. I don't know. I don't know what happened. April phone.
Hey, April.
It's go doing. Shine on your phone lines, baby.
Yeah, please get you a new one or something.
We can't hear you, baby.
Let me do April.
Go ahead.
Hey, everybody. Good morning. I want to shine a light on everybody because everybody is out here and they're living and they are kings and queens. And shout out to my daddy because I love him. Like, bam, getting there.
Pretty good, April impression. Yeah, that's pretty good. Good morning. You got somebody you need to let shine? Not that part.
Yes, I want to let my mother shine.
Okay.
What they do?
I want to let Jackie Dixon shine from Fort Mill, South Carolina, for being an outstanding mom and helping all five of her kids out.
I was hesitant about that shine. I'm not going to lie. Power 98, good morning.
The way she started.
Who you want to let shine?
I want to let No Limit and the whole staff who put Charlotte Day together. No drama. Everybody just had fun. Hey, that's a good look. But No Limit, do one thing.
What's up?
You got Fantasia and Anthony Hamilton there. Now they need to do a song together. I think that'll sound great. But everybody needs to shine and put their whole thing together. It was well put together. I give y'all an A+ with all the hot songs behind
it. Yeah, without the hot songs behind it. You can't leave out Sunshine and KC, who also came through too, man. It was a beautiful day. And shout out to all the people, man. It was so many It was so many people out there, and man, so many families from, you know, grandmama to aunts to all the way down to the little kids, man, it came out. It was a beautiful day. Salute to the whole United Neighborhoods of Charlotte, my man, Gemini Boyd, Will Adams, Tobin Murphy, Julie Murphy, Leandra, Snow, Jewel, my man Dink, my man Telly. My man, Charles Robinson, who's running for District 4. Shout out to Jessica Davis. She came out yesterday. She's running for a District 2. And shout out to Braxton Winston. He came out on yesterday, too. And I got to let your boy shine, Jessica. You missed this. Your boy, Gary McFadden, the sheriff. I forgot Gary was a Q. But they dropped that atomic dog. But listen.
Went off.
The sheriff went off. He did the Q step, boy. He went out there and went off. And shout out to the assistant chief, Miss Vicky Foster. She came through yesterday as well. Shout out to her, man. It was really big, man. The whole city showed up. So shout out to y'all. It was real big. And can't leave this without shouting out Mecklenburg County's Park and Rec, because that's who run the park. So shout out to them for letting us steal Freedom Park for a day again. So appreciate y'all. And my girl Alicia, too, who worked hard on it and made sure we got the park and got it secured. Everybody who was involved, thank y'all. And all the volunteers and the vendors. And my man James, too. If I left out anybody, blame it on the mind and not the heart. All right, coming up, Miss Jessica, she's got a chance for you to get them tickets for the circus, baby. It kicks off this week. You want to be in the building, your Universal Circus? We got you coming up inside your nose and neighbor news. Make sure you listen out at 724 Spot 88.
No Limit,
Larry. No Limit, Larry, the boy, the bad house. Charlotte's plug for new hip hop and R&B. Y'all know what time it is. Your kids doing well. Your mama doing well. Shout out. The yo
father.
Let it shine, let it shine, gonna let it shine.
Get your shine on, get your shine on, get your shine on. You know we gon' make it.
Shine on me,
shine on me.
Good morning. What's up, big dog? How you feeling this morning?
Feeling pretty good, man. Starting my first day back to college today, man. I want to shout out to my mama. I want to shout out my son, Kingston, man. I want to give a shout out to everybody that messed with the 704 Natural Move.
Power 98, good morning. Who you letting that light shine on?
I don't know what your phone.
I'm sorry, what?
I told you we should have checked this.
No, that was April. Her phone went out. I don't know. I don't know what happened. April phone.
Hey, April.
It's cool doing. Shine on your phone lines, baby.
Yeah, please get you a new one or something.
We can't hear you, baby.
Let me do April.
Go ahead.
Let me do April. Hey, everybody. Good morning. I want to shine a light on everybody because everybody is out here and they're living and they are kings and queens. And shout out to my daddy because I love him. Like, bam, getting there.
Pretty good, April impression. Yeah, that's pretty good. Good morning. You got somebody you need to let shine? Not that part.
Yes, I want to let my mother shine.
Okay.
What they do?
I want to let Jackie Dixon shine from Fort Mill, South Carolina, for being an outstanding mom and helping all five of her kids out.
I was hesitant about that shine. I'm not going to lie. Power 98, good morning.
The way she started.
Who you want to let shine?
I want to let No Limit and the whole staff who put Charlotte Day together. No drama. Everybody just had fun. Hey, that's a good look. But No Limit, do one thing.
What's up?
You got Fantasia and Anthony Hamilton there. Now they need to do a song together. I think that'll sound great. But everybody needs to shine and put their whole thing together. It was well put together. I give y'all an A+ with all the hot sounds behind
it. Yeah, with all the hot sounds behind it. Can't leave out Sunshine and KC, who also came through too, man. It was a beautiful day. And shout out to all the people, man. It was so many It was so many people out there, and man, so many families from, you know, grandmama to aunts to all the way down to the little kids, man, that came out. It was a beautiful day. Salute to the whole United Neighborhoods of Charlotte, my man, Gemini Boyd, Will Adams, Tobin Murphy, Julie Murphy, Leandra, Snow, Jewel, my man Dink, my man Telly. My man, Charles Robinson, who's running for District 4. Shout out to Jessica Davis. She came out yesterday. She's running for a District 2. And shout out to Braxton Winston. He came out on yesterday, too. And I got to let your boy shine, Jessica. You missed this. Your boy, Garrett McFadden, the sheriff. I forgot Garrett was a Q. But they dropped that atomic dog. But listen.
Went off.
The sheriff went off. He did the Q step, boy. He went out there and went off. And shout out to the assistant chief. Miss Vicky Foster, she came through yesterday as well. Shout out to her, man. It was really big, man. The whole city showed up, so shout out to y'all. It was real big, and can't leave this without shouting out Mecklenburg County's Park and Rec, because that's who run the park. So shout out to them for letting us steal Freedom Park for a day again. So appreciate y'all. And my girl Alicia, too, who worked hard on it and made sure we got the park and got it secured. Everybody who was involved, thank y'all. And all the volunteers and the vendors. And my man James, too. If I left out anybody, blame it on the mind and not the heart. All right, coming up, Miss Jessica, she's got a chance for you to get them tickets for the circus, baby. It kicks off this week. You want to be in the building, your Universal Circus? We got you coming up inside your nose and neighbor news. Make sure you listen out at 724 Spot 98.
What's going on, nosy neighbors? It's Miss Jessica, the girl next door. It's time for your nosy neighbor news for Monday, August 19th, being brought to you by my fourth annual Big Cut. It is going down this Sunday from 2 until 6 p.m. at the McCrory YMCA, teamed up with over 20 of the best barbers right here in North Carolina, and they're going to be providing free haircuts for the kids. DJ Butterfingers is out there. He's got the music. We're going to have prizes and more. Like I said, McCrory YMCA, this Sunday from 2 until 6 p.m., 3801 Bates Ford Road is being brought to you by Metro by T-Mobile and sponsored by the Triple P program. Log on to power98fm.com for more details. YFN Lucci and Young Thug are currently having an Instagram fight, all right? Young Thug took this story to say, if I ain't like what you did for your mother and kids, I would have been killed you. Lucci responded by alleging that he has slept with Thugga Thugga's girlfriend. She chimed in and said that is far from the truth. If y'all want to see all these text messages and everything, I have them up on my Instagram story at Hey Miss Jessica. Meek Mill cut the ribbon and reopened the Strawberry Mansion Legacy Basketball Court in his hometown of Philadelphia over the weekend. The court features his Dream Chasers logo with the words, "Preserving our past, investing in our future," written on both ends of the court. 3-6 Mafia has been on hiatus since 2012, but that is all about to come to an end. Juicy J hopped on Instagram and posted a concert flyer with the caption, 3-6 Mafia Reunion Tour. Other names on the show include Project Pat, DMX, and Bone Thugs and Harmony. And I will be at this show. This is going to be crazy. Quick little story. 3-6 Mafia was like one of the first concerts that I saw at Johnson C. Smith. And it was crazy. Oh my goodness. It was crazy. So I'm looking forward to that one. The feds are accusing R. Kelly of knowingly spreading herpes. Last year, a woman by the name of Faith Rogers accused R. Kelly of spreading the STD without her knowledge. Dallas police investigated her claim but decided not to move forward with the charges. This year, Faith testified before a grand jury and her allegations have been included in the New York indictment. Federal prosecutors warned R. Kelly's legal team that they have proof that he gave Faith an STI. They have his medical records from Walgreens, urgent care, and the university health system, which provide proof that he received treatments for an ongoing treatment of herpes.
I know why, Jessica. I normally don't interrupt you, but I know why.
Why, Burpee?
Because him and Usher was messing with the same girl, the same girl.
Okay, go ahead, continue.
Thank you. Lamar Odom is actively working to change his life, so he is officially done with candy and porn.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
You know, candy is a big thing for him.
Yeah, candy is a big thing. So booger sugar is kind of like candy.
According to the former NBA player, he's given up the habit for a healthier lifestyle, and it's been about a month since he has indulged. Lamar Odom has been very open about his sexual addictions, claiming that he has slept with more than 2,000 women, including strippers and prostitutes. He has a new girlfriend now who has a porn ban. Not allowed. So hopefully, you know, he can continue to progress in those areas of his life.
Thank you, Lamar.
Happy birthday to Bill Clinton. What you laughing at, Bert?
I'm sorry. Lamar Odom.
Happy birthday to Bill Clinton, Fat Joe, Romeo, and Nate Dogg. I'm Miss Jessica, the girl next door. That is your Nosy Neighbor News.
R.I.P. Nate Dogg.
Jessica.
Power 98. Another Larry the Morning Madhouse, Charlotte's plug for new hip hop and R&B. All right, Miss Jessica told you on the Nosy Neighbor News about 3-6 Mafia. What did she say about 3-6 Mafia? And who are two people that might be joining them? That's all I'm going to say. 570-WPEG. First caller through correct answer. You going to the Universal Soul Circus. It's 598.
Power98FM.com is your one-stop for
building.
Power98.
No Limit Larry, the Morning Madhouse. Charlotte's plug for new hip-hop and R&B. Y'all know what time it is inside the Madhouse, man. It's time for your 740 question of the morning. And we're talking about parent, adult, kid, etiquette. All right, your 740 question of the morning is being brought to you by the Cheers to the Summer, being brought to you by Chill Wine. You trying to get that summer weekend beach getaway? Log on to power98fm.com so you can register to win the Cheers to the Summer weekend beach getaway.
All right, Madhouse Nation, listen up. We definitely need your help today because Larry is upset with burping.
Yeah, burping is
let me tell the story, Larry. Okay. All right. We have a special guest here in the Madhouse with us. Miss Ryan is back in the Madhouse with us again.
Hi!
Oh, my gosh. So what you been saying all weekend?
Ryan has been sitting behind here. She's chilling. She got a laptop. She got a headphones.
Ryan is,
if you all do not know, Ryan is, how old are you, baby? 11. Ryan is 11, Larry's 11-year-old daughter.
Mm-hmm.
11-year-old daughter. All right, that's important.
That's my buddy.
That's important in this story. Buddy. She is 11 years old. Ryan has been back here just chilling in her own world. She got an iPad. She got her headphones in. She is chilling. Burpee runs to the vending machine and buys Ryan some Skittles. Ryan is back here. Y'all heard the promo over the weekend. Larry don't feed the baby. So Ryan has been sitting back here eating her Skittles. She is chilling, eating her Skittles, ain't bothering nobody. Larry looks up and goes, "Where you get Skittles from?" Ryan's like, "Burpee gave them to me." Larry turns around and goes, "You didn't ask me if you could give my daughter Skittles. It is proper protocol to ask the parent before you give them something."
That is it.
Now, listen, I agree with you to an extent.
Okay.
I think once you reach the age of Ryan where you are 11 years old, you are able to give her something like that. And Ryan is of age where she's going to say yes or no.
No, ma'am.
Yes or no.
No, ma'am.
The thing about it is,
she's a child.
Larry has said this to Burpee. and has yet to take these Skittles away from Ryan. She is still back here chopping on these Skittles.
Okay. And she was eating Doritos in the promo.
She had three bags of Doritos.
Okay, so about the Doritos, I told her to go get the Doritos. I didn't have a dollar, so Uncle Butterfingers gave her a dollar to go get the Doritos. That was
look at him. Look, say it in his mic right here. Say it in his mic right here.
But I'm not supposed to eat Doritos.
Well, I didn't know that. The Dorito conversation was okay because me and Butter discussed her getting Doritos before she went and got Doritos. However, Burpee takes upon himself to go buy the Skittles. He didn't even tell me he was going to buy her some Skittles. Don't be buying nothing for my child and you ain't going to tell me. It is proper etiquette. If I'm here as her father or as her mother, you are supposed to ask.
Hey, he is mad, man. You're supposed to ask.
Hey, do you mind if she?
I ain't never seen Larry turn red.
Listen,
then why you ain't take the Skittles from her then, Larry?
Because she had already opened the star. Either I'm not gonna punish the child for an adult's decision. I'm not gonna do that, Jessica. But Burpee is an adult in this situation. I wouldn't go buy Burpee's daughter's no snack.
You a lie. You was a lie.
I never did it, Burpee. I would ask you. I would be like, Burpee, do you mind if I get your daughter or your kid some snacks?
But I'm
gonna allow you to say that.
No. Now that I know, Larry, I'll ask you for permission to give your daughter some candy.
You got Madhouse Nation. You're darn right you should. Do you have to ask the parent?
I'm not gonna ask for permission.
Yeah, Do you have to ask the parent for permission to give the child something? And at what age do you stop?
She's a child.
Hold on. At what age do you stop asking the parent to give
when they're 18?
He's so mad.
704-227-8780.
Oh, y'all haven't seen it.
704-227-8780. I'm going to forewarn all y'all right now. I didn't ask you y'all before I give y'all babies nothing.
Okay, now, so let me clarify.
Man, I got steam coming on top of it.
Let me clarify. If the child is with you, so if you're babysitting her for the weekend, no, you don't have to call me. That's different. Mm-hmm. But if she's at the job, like she's sitting there, he just go hop his ass up and go to the machine and come back with Skittles. I didn't even know.
That is definitely something I would do and I will do.
Oh, no.
Larry, you ain't fed this baby all weekend.
Ain't fed it, baby. She on the Doritos. All we done seen her eat is Doritos and Skittles. That's it.
And Auntie Jessica and Uncle Burpee, how much money have y'all contributed to this
fund? I'm about to go get you a soda.
85, 86 cents. I use my card.
I'm about to go get you a soda right now. And I ain't asking you to.
Get out Mountain Dew, Jessica.
And she won't drink it in this studio.
Thundering with me, Miss Jessica, the girl next door. The girl next door.
Okay. Now, what y'all not gonna do is continue to talk about my best friend. That's what you not gonna do. Uh-oh. Word is, plans are in the works for Jay-Z to become part owner of an NFL team, and someone is speaking out against that. Carolina Panther, Eric Reed. You know, he's the one who also protested alongside Colin Kaepernick speaking. And he's saying that he's not for this business move. Mm-hmm. According to the NFL player, Jay-Z claimed to be a supporter of Colin, wore his jersey and told people not to perform at the Super Bowl because of the treatment that the NFL did to Colin. And now he's going to be a part owner. It's kind of despicable. That's what he said about Jay-Z. Mm. All right. Yeah, I have my own personal feelings about this. But I'm hashtag just wondering, what do you think about this business move with Jay-Z? Especially now that it is being reported that he is going to be a part owner. He's going to have a major stake in one of the teams. Now, the NFL has not confirmed that. Jay-Z has not confirmed that. That is just what we're hearing. And I say I want to hear other people's perspective because maybe I'm missing out on something. Maybe I'm missing something. So I do want to hear what you have to say. 570-WPEG. What do you think about this?
Well, they got Jay-Z. They put him on the Django meme. You know, you remember the character Samuel L. Jackson played as Steven? They put Jay-Z face on Steven.
I find this very hard to digest coming from Eric Reed as he is standing in an NFL locker room
and a uniform
making these comments.
He's still getting
he's going out there on Sunday playing in this NFL league, collecting this NFL check,
Isha?
And then telling another man, you can't go and collect this same check that I'm collecting. I find that hard to digest.
You protested, but
like
you
I
didn't
said,
quit.
I just want to hear. Yeah. I want to hear the other side of the coin. Yeah. I'm willing to hear that. Yeah. Maybe it might change my mind on something. But right now, I
don't understand why people are upset at all. I really don't get it. I don't get it. My thing is,
well, Eric Reid said that Jay he said you did nothing. He said you didn't sacrifice anything. These are Eric Reid's comments. He said right. Jay-Z, you didn't sacrifice anything. He said you didn't even take a knee. You didn't kneel. He said so you're just strictly profiting off of what Colin Kaepernick did. He said you didn't stand with Cap. This is what Eric Reid had to say. But I agree. I kind of agree with you saying, Ms. Jessica, in the fact that Eric Reid, you're saying a lot, and that you stood with Cap, yes, but you didn't quit the team, you didn't quit the league, you didn't say, "Well, I don't like what this stands for, and I don't like what they're doing to him, so I'm gonna go stand with Cap over here, and I'm gonna just get out the league. I'm gonna stop playing."
The other thing is, how long has Jay-Z been in this job? You ain't even give him an opportunity to do anything. He hasn't even been in this job very long. That's
ain't even
one.
A week.
Two, you're saying that you told people not to perform at the Super Bowl, but according to Jay-Z during that press conference, he said he didn't tell, what's his name? Oh, I can't think of his name.
Travis Scott.
Didn't tell Travis right. Scott not to perform. What he told Travis Scott is, you don't play second fiddle. You've had an awesome year. You are out here and your music is topping the charts. You're out here touring. You've had an awesome year. You don't come and play second fiddle to anybody. And I think that that's good advice for him. He didn't have to play second fiddle to Adam Levine at that Super Bowl show. You know? And Travis Scott had an opportunity to take that advice or go and do the Super Bowl. He chose to take Jay-Z's advice. You
no,
know?
He performed.
And
he performed.
Well, oh, no.
Yeah,
no,
he performed.
Okay,
yeah,
well, he chose to go against
yeah.
it.
Yeah.
But he says, I didn't tell him not to do it.
What are people upset about? Just because it's the NFL. That's from all I'm seeing, they're saying just because it's the NFL mm-hmm. and they made this big deal about Colin Kaepernick, or Colin Kaepernick don't have a job, but Jay-Z did this move for him. Look, Jay-Z can't come in and then say, okay, I heard someone say, well, why didn't he say he would do the deal with the NFL, but Colin Kaepernick has to have a job first? First of all,
Colin Kaepernick hasn't said he wanted a job, though.
Exactly.
Colin Kaepernick already did his thing with the NFL.
And he took the settlement
and
with the NFL.
Settlement and he got the deal with Nike. Colin Kaepernick has not said that he wants a job in the NFL. So, I mean, everybody else is speaking up for Cap and saying that he should do this and he should do that.
Like, what do they want? What do people want? What I'm tired of black people always looking at something on the surface and being like, that's a bad move. Like Jessica said, Jay-Z hadn't even done anything yet. We don't know what Jay-Z is going to do. Now, these same people that's making all these accusations saying this about Jay, keep that same energy if Jay come and give, what if he give Kaepernick a job, an executive job in the NFL? That's a slap in the face to the NFL. And to me, a perfect move. So what are you going to say?
Keep that same energy during football season. Are y'all watching the games on Sunday and Monday?
Exactly.
And the thing about it is, you like people always say, if you want to change what's on the table, then you got to be at the table. A lot of us can't even go. We can't even go in there and sit down and have this conversation with the NFL owners because we can't even get at the table.
Right.
So Jay-Z is coming to the table. To me, Jay-Z is coming to the table as a representative of us and what we're saying. I had this conversation in the barbershop. I said that it's thousandaire talk, it's millionaire talk, and it's billionaire talk. Jay-Z's in the billionaire club. I ain't even got that conversation in me. 570-WPG, let us know.
No limit.
It's time for Jess Wondering with me, Miss Jessica, the girl next door. The girl next door.
All right, Madhouse Nation. Y'all sort of hurt my feelings. Some of y'all hurt my feelings. I'm not going to say everybody. Some of y'all hurt my feelings this week because y'all was talking about my best friend, Jay-Z. He not concerned because he a billionaire. He don't care what y'all saying. But, you know, it came out word is that there are plans for Jay-Z to become part owner of an NFL team. And there's one person that is speaking out against that, and that is Carolina Panther Eric Reid.
Eric Reid, you listen to the show. Pull up, big dog.
I would love to hear from
yeah,
him.
Pull up. They listen to the show.
As to his thoughts behind this. But according to the NFL player, who was in an NFL locker room when he made this comment.
You petty. You
Jay-Z claimed to be a supporter of Colin, wore
right
his jersey, and told people not to perform at the Super Bowl because of the treatment that the NFL did to Colin. And now he's going to be part owner? It's kind of despicable.
Why is it despicable? That's what I want to know.
So I'm hashtag just wondering, what do you think about this business move? What do you think about Jay-Z becoming part owner of an NFL team? The NFL has not confirmed this. Jay-Z has not confirmed this, but this is just what we're hearing.
And Eric Reed, if they asked you to be part owner of a team, would you not take it? I'm just asking. I mean, I don't know. I don't know his answer, but and people complain about minority owners in the NFL. Jay-Z would become a minority owner in the NFL. So what, like, I don't get it with people. Like, you want this, but you don't want this. So it's like,
I always sort of struggled with this boycott of the NFL because outside of the NFL, we have good guys in the NFL. You look at Thomas Davis. You look at Charles Johnson. You look at all these players that go back into their community. Troy Woodbury, Steve Smith, that are going back into their community and feeding into them. So it's sort of hard. It's hard because you want to support those brothers. You want to support those guys that are out there that are doing good things in our community. But unfortunately, the NFL makes decisions. That's why I've always sort of struggled with this whole boycott of the NFL. But you've got someone like Jay-Z who has proven that he is about this social reform, that he's out here and he's giving money to all of these important hot topics that better us as a people. And now he's doing this. I say, get a man a chance. Get a man a chance. 570-WPEG. Good morning.
I feel like people are misinterpreting the business aspect of it. I feel like as a business for black people, he's trying to promote people to be a better unit as a whole as the NFL. And I don't feel like it's the NFL's responsibility to promote black relevance just because 70% of the NFL is made of black athletes. I feel like it's the athletes' responsibility to promote social justice and economic. And just like Jay said, we're past the kneeling point of it all. We need to go to our politicians. These NFL players need to go to our politicians.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Our court system and try to make change other than in the NFL. It's more than the NFL. It's bigger than the NFL.
Thank you for your comment this morning. Power 98, good morning.
Like, the irony that Eric Reed would speak out against Jay-Z when he's getting an NFL check is crazy to me. Like, to say he's selling out, but he's playing. Like, I can't understand it. And Jay, who's had a history over, like, the last 5 years of doing nothing but social justice work, like, people gonna call him a sellout? Like, at some point, what as black people, like, we have to start taking accountability and start making moves and like, stop blaming everybody for everything. Jay-Z don't even owe Kaepernick anything. He owes him nothing. Like, I can't understand it.
More your comments on the way. 570-WPEG. We hashtag just wonder.
No Limit Larry.
Have y'all ever wondered why does 7-Eleven have locks on their doors when they're open 24/7? I'm just wondering. Now, are Kirk Franklin and Plies really the same people? Because I sort of think they are. I'm just wondering. It's time for Jess Wondering with me, Miss Jessica, the girl next door.
All right, word is plans are in the works for Jay-Z to become part owner of an NFL team. And our very own Carolina Panther, Eric Reed, is speaking out against the business move, according to
The NFL player Jay-Z claims to be a supporter of Colin, wore his jersey, and told people not to perform at the Super Bowl because of the treatment that the NFL did to Colin, and now he's going to be part owner. It's kind of despicable. Now, Colin Kaepernick posted on his Instagram page yesterday. The post says, "My brothers Eric Reed, Kenny Stills, and Albert Wilson continue to fight for the people even in the face of death threats. They have never moved past the people and continue to put their beliefs into action. Stay strong, brothers." And a lot of people are saying that that comment of "they have never moved past the people" is a shot at Jay-Z. So I'm hashtag just wondering, what do you think about Jay-Z's move, business move to begin to work with the NFL? And if this is true about him becoming a part owner, what do you think about that? Power 98, good morning.
You know, a lot of people and them boycotting the NFL, I think people need to look back and remember that Colin Kaepernick's original beef wasn't with the NFL. It was with police brutality, you know? And so I think that the eye has gotten off the prize, which originally was he was protesting about police brutality, and it just leaked over into the NFL.
You know what? So you're absolutely right. His original beef was not with the NFL. However, the NFL took their reaction to what he did is what made the light come on the NFL. Because after he was asked why he was taking a knee, and he went into detail on why he was taking a knee, the NFL responded, and their reaction is what brought the light on the NFL. Had the NFL responded in a different manner, then this wouldn't even be a conversation. The NFL responded that the players could not take a knee, and them doing so, that's saying that they are in agreement with what is going on in the world in a roundabout way. So, or they condone what's going on. So that's why the light is now on the NFL, because like you said, like the young man said, Colin's original beef was not against the NFL. But however, their reaction and them saying that the players could not take a knee and that this was disrespectful and this was disrespectful to the military, that is what put the light on the NFL. So NFL, this is kind of now this is your beef too. You put yourself in this fight. So now you are part of it as well. Good morning.
I'm a little heated right now. You know I'm a big Hov fan, but I'm gonna try to stay neutral on this. I think Eric Reed and Cap both wrong, man. All bets were off when Cap took that settlement money from the NFL. He went quiet. Nobody heard from him till this Jay-Z situation popped up. Jay don't owe Cap nothing, man. It ain't his responsibility to get Cap a job. Cap don't have a monopoly on social justice. For real, man. He don't have a monopoly on social justice. And just think about it, man. Eric Reed only talks when another face is getting associated with his movement. You got Hov with the NFL, the social justice reform. Remember last season when Malcolm Jenkins came here from the Eagles and he wanted to fight him too? Again, behind that whole settlement that the NFL took. I think them boys getting a little jelly, man, with somebody else getting recognition as it pertains to this movement.
Not a little jelly, though. He said he getting a little jelly.
I don't get it. I don't understand why people are so upset. They calling my man a sellout, a whole sellout. But everybody was singing OJ. Maybe they don't remember the 444 album. Maybe they don't remember Jay-Z getting a lawyer for the family out in, where was that, California? Or the lawyer for their family who couldn't afford it. Maybe they don't remember Jay-Z helping Meek Mill out for his justice reform. Maybe they don't, since they say Jay hasn't done anything for social justice reform.
Burby, when you go against
21 Savage, he got the lawyer for 21.
When you go against the grain, you go against what they want you to do, they forget what you have done. It's just that simple.
All the money they donated to HBCUs.
They forgot.
Like, come on, man.
They don't
care
no more.
I'm so sick of black people being just so narrow-minded. Like, you have to open your brain.
I think part of it is because I really want to see the other side of this. This is why I asked the question for just wondering. I think part of it is people don't trust Roger Goodell more than they dislike what Jay-Z is doing. Mm. They have no trust for him. They don't believe that he is really working for this social injustice. Mm. They think that this is all a PR stunt on his part, and Jay-Z has played into it.
I got you.
And that's the thing. I can see that mindset of thinking. On the NFL's behalf, it probably is. I don't think so. It might not be.
It might not be. And I'm going to tell you why I say I don't think so. Like I said, I watched this interview, the guy who owns the Sixers, and the way he talked about how white people sometimes do not understand the plight of black people. We have to, as black people, we have to stop saying or stop feeling like they really understand, because some people, they do not. They have not lived the way we have lived. They just don't get it. So they might genuinely be opening up their mind, and they might want to genuinely help out.
And I think that Jay-Z posed a great question. What's next?
Right.
You got to take
What are we going to do now? We have been kneeling. People have been fighting that fight.
He didn't say stop
but
kneeling.
What is next? We have to. It's almost like what we're doing here in Charlotte, right?
Yep.
People know that we have a bad issue of violence in our streets.
Exactly.
We are having lots of meetings where we're sitting with the police chief and the community leaders, and we're talking about the problems. The last one I was at, I said, now what's next? We have done enough talking. What's next?
Who's going to join the police now?
And I think that's where Jay-Z is. We have done the kneeling. What is next?
Right.
I think that's a great question.
I want to specifically ask Eric Reed because he listens. Eric, why is that so despicable what Jay-Z did, but yet you were willing to fight another black man on the football field?
How is it despicable when you are continuing to collect that check from the NFL? I don't understand.
If you disagree with the NFL and the way they're handling that situation so much, then why are you still working with them? Yeah.
Why are you still working with them?
All right, man. Hashtag just wondering. You did get your comment in. You definitely can leave it on our voicemail. 704-227-8780. 704-227-8780. We're about to play everybody's favorite game show.
This is WPEG, Concord, Charlotte, Gastonia, Rock Hill. At home of No Limit Larry in the Morning Madhouse.
Fire up my soul.
We're Power 98.
Charlotte's
plug for new hip-hop and R&B.
No Limit Larry, the Morning Madhouse. Y'all know what it is. Time to play everybody's favorite game show. Are you
Black Smart?
570-WPET. Caller number 9. We're going to play Black Smart. We're going to give you tickets for Big Back Burbage Comedy Show. Cardi B Press is Power 98.
Black Smart.
Let's meet today's contestant on Are You Black Smart. Good morning.
Yes.
What up, Jess? What's up with you?
What's up?
We're going to play Black Smart. We're going to give you three questions. If you get two or three questions correct, you win. You are Black Smart. However, if you do not, we need your hood, Black Heart, all right?
All right.
Hey, so you got to tell me two ways black people get off the phone.
I got to call you right back. My baby crying.
Give me one more.
other hand. My mama on the other hand.
My mama. Okay, I take that. Okay, there you go.
Everybody use their mama.
Yeah.
I need you to tell me two things you might see hanging on the wall at your grandma's house.
A picture of the family and a fly trap.
A fly trap?
And a what?
Yep, fly trap.
A fly trap. Oh, a fly trap. Yeah, okay. I'll give you that.
You got it, baby. Grandma,
you win.
You are correct, and because you are Black Smart, we're going to give you tickets to come see me and Big Baby's anniversary show going down in the McGlone Theater August 31st. Me, Big Baby, Tyler Chronicles, Lena Oots, and this lovely Mimi. Tell us what station hooked you up.
Yay, Power 98.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.